North. Another 13 captives are supposed to be released, as well as 39 Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails on day two of the four-day pause in fighting. British Palestinian Mohammed Ghailani, who's in Gaza, is enjoying what he describes as relative peace.
In terms of the pause itself, it is a relief. You know, it's really, really, really good to be able to just go outside without fear. The streets are much more bustling than they normally are.
A number of arrests have been made during a huge pro-Palestinian march in central London. Protesters are calling for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. A 36-year-old man has been remanded in custody, charged with stalking a Tory MP. He's accused of bombarding Swindon North Justin Tomlinson with abusive and threatening emails, causing fear and concern. The former US police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd has been stabbed in prison. Officials say Derek Chauvin was seriously injured by another inmate in Arizona. The Pope has cancelled his activities today after coming down with flu. Lung complications have been ruled out. To sport, in Newcastle are into the Premier League's top six after a huge win at Chelsea, live to St James's Park and Stephen Goldsmith.
Yes, a fifth home win in a row as they win 4-1. Isak's close-range opener was cancelled out by a wonderful Raheem Sterling free kick. Then the game completely changed. Lascelles glanced in a close-range header and seconds later Joe Linton robbed Thiago Silva to score. Reece James was sent off for second yellow. Anthony Gordon wrapped it all up with a fourth. Newcastle 4, Chelsea 1.
Thank you, Stephen. In the final stages, Luton are 2-1 up at home to Crystal Palace, while West Ham scored a late goal to beat Burnley 2-1. The late game sees Arsenal go to Brentford. And a short time ago, Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic were being held to a 1-1 draw by Motherwell at Parkhead. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM.
It's 2 minutes past five. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome to our three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to be a dry Saturday night and mostly clear, allowing temperatures to quickly fall. Any residual showers will gradually die away. A widespread frost will develop and there might be some freezing fog overnight. Minimum temperature, -1 degree Celsius. Sunday is going to start frosty, but then the high cloud will arrive and it will thicken late morning. Rain will then spread across the area through the late afternoon, perhaps becoming locally heavy. It's going to remain cold tomorrow, maximum temperature 5 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Before I get back to the other full-time scores, I've got a full-time report from the ESPN Premier League. Our featured match this afternoon, Mark Ait versus Billericay Town, and watching the action for us was Andy Gardner.
And it's been a jolly boys outing on the road for Billericay Town. They bounced back after two away defeats in a row, and it's finished here in Kent. Margate 1, Billericay Town 3. The result really was never in doubt once Bradley Stevenson slotted home for Billericay after 7 minutes. It was provided brilliant through ball from Adam Leathers. Further chances were squandered by Frankie Merrifield, James Blanchfield and Moses Emmanuel before Margate got back into the game just before half time. A couple of good saves from Dan Wilkes, from Steve Crawley and Lewis Knight before the killer second goal right on half time, which came from Frankie Merrifield, picking up a great cross on his chest and curling in to make it 2-0. And at second half, Margate didn't really threaten to come back in this game. and apart from Greenhall having a shot saved. Billericay wrapped it up in the 71st minute with a third goal, and it was a replica of the first. Another fantastic through pass from Adam Leathers. He really impressed today. This time it was Adolfi Cherudi one-on-one with Seedon, and he slotted his make it 3-0, game over. Margate, to their credit, didn't give in. They did pull a goal back 11 minutes from time when Matt Johnson was penalised for a foul, and Steve Crawley tucked away the penalty. But the result was never really in doubt, and a good win for Billericay after those two away defeats in a row. They bounce back with three important points on the road. They'll be glad to get back to New Lodge on Tuesday when they take on Carl Sharp. So it's finished here in Kent. Margate 1, Billericay Town 3.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy, and hopefully you could get yourself out of the cold now. We've got one more full-time report to come. That's from Amelia Hooper, who's been at Brisbane Road watching Leighton Orient versus Wigan Athletic in League One this afternoon. I can tell you it's finished 1-1 in that game. Getting back to the full-time scores, whatever happens, Leicester City will remain top of the Championship tonight. They are, well, unless Ipswich beat their goal difference. Didn't really think about that before I said it. Leicester beat Watford by 2-0. Both of the goals, one of them from the penalty spot, coming from Jamie Vardy, veteran former England striker, but he still knows where the goal is. Meanwhile, in League One, it's finished Brentwood... Fleetwood 0, Stevenage 3, Peterborough 4, Burton 0, Portsmouth 0, Blackpool 4, and in League 2, Bradford City 0, Accrington Stanley 0. That's a first win for their new manager, Graham Alexander. Grimsby 1, Sutton 1, Swindon 2, Mansfield 1. They're all results from League 2. 93rd minute winner for Swindon from Jake Young, who scored for them in the first half as well. Oldham 1, Ebbsfleet 4. That's a result in the National League. In the EFL League One, it's Northampton 2, Cambridge United 1 at a full-time score. Full-time in League 2, it's Salford 2, MK Dons 4. Gateshead 1, Southend United 1. That was the final score in the National League. Southend were heading for defeat, but Harry Cardwell equalised for the Shrimpers 15 minutes from time. And Waltham Abbey, they were away to North Lee, the side just above them in the table at the start of play, but Abbey lost 1-0. New Salamis 1, Maldon Tiptree 1, that was the final score in the Isthmian North. Sheffield United 1, AFC Bournemouth 3 in the Premier League. In League 1, an absolute rout for Bolton against Exeter. Wanderers won by 7-0. Also in League 1, it finished Cheltenham 2, Oxford United 0, and Lincoln 2, Barnsley 2. A couple more full times from League 2. Crewe 3, Doncaster 2, and Tranmere 3, Gillingham 1. Scottish Premiership, St Mirren 1, Livingston 0. These are all full times now. And in the National League, it finished Bournemouth 4, Woking 2. National League South, not a good afternoon for Braintree Town. They lost 3-0 at Slough. Averley, after leading at Weymouth, has made do with a point in their National League South match. Finished 1-1 in Dorset. In the EFL League One, full-time scores as follows: Derby 2, Bristol Rovers 1, and Shrewsbury 2, Port Vale 1. Complete collapse at the end at the Community Stadium by Colchester United. By the looks of things, they ended up losing 4-1 at home to Barrow. Matty Edwington will have some work to do after that, I think. And also in League 2, it finished Crawley 2, Harrogate 1. Wayne Rooney has got his first win as the manager of Birmingham City in the Championship over struggling Sheffield Wednesday. Birmingham 1-2-1. In the National League, it's finished Hartlepool 1, Bromley 4. A few more from the Championship now. It's finished Bristol City 3, Middlesbrough 2, Huddersfield 1, Southampton 1, Swansea 2, Hull 2, League 2. Thumpy win in the end for Wrexham against Morecambe. They scored a late 6 in that one and ended up winning 6-0. It was James Jones in the 96th minute who scored their 6th and final goal. No goals, though, in the game between Walsall and Forest Green and finished goalless. National League South, another disappointing result for Chelmsford City. They lost 2-1 at home to Truro City this afternoon. In the Isthmian Premier League, Concord still struggling at the foot of the table, but they did at least pick up a point this afternoon at home at to Horsham have finished 1-1. And Wycombe Wanderers 1, Reading 2. That's a full-time from League 1. I'll take a look at League 1 table a bit later on. Celtic 1, Motherwell 1. That is the full-time score at Parkhead after in the Scottish Premiership after Motherwell scored a late equaliser. But Celtic, they remain 9 points clear until at least tomorrow over their rivals Rangers. Celtic on 36 from 14. Rangers, though, do have a couple of games in hand on the 27 points. They travel to Aberdeen, who are in the bottom half of the table at the moment tomorrow. But Celtic, they remain the only unbeaten side in the SPL. Elsewhere, getting back to the National League, a few more full times from there. Aldershot Town at 1, Halifax Town 0, Altrincham 6, Solihull Moors 1, Oxford City 2, Kidderminster Harriers 2, and Wealdstone 3, Barnet 2. Wealdstone's got a winner through Charlie Barker in the 98th minute. In that match after being 2-1 down at half-time. Quite a comeback for them. A vital 3 points for Luton Town in the Premier League at Kenilworth Road this afternoon. They ended up beating Crystal Palace by 2-1. In League 2, finished AFC Wimbledon 4, Notts County 2. Last week's off in the Championship is Stoke 0, Blackburn 3. Sammy Smodic added a third in second half injury time for Rovers. The Championship table looks as follows. Leicester top of 42 from 17. Ipswich, who kick off at the Hawthorns at 5:30 against West Bromwich Albion. So they're currently 3 points behind them. And Leicester's goal difference, though, is currently plus 21. Ipswich is plus 15. Leeds United still quite a way behind those two on 32 points after that draw at Rotherham last night. Southampton, Preston and Cardiff are the other sides currently in the playoff spots. Although a win or a draw would take West Bromwich Albion into the playoff spots this evening. At the other end of the table, Sheffield Wednesday still struggling at the foot of the table after that defeat at Birmingham. Just the 6 points and one win from their first 17 matches. Queen's Park Rangers not doing a lot better. They're on 10 points, just 2 wins from 17 for them. They lost today as well. And Rotherham, despite picking up a point last night, they remain entrenched in the bottom half of the bottom three. They're in 22nd place on 12 points from 70. Whoever takes on the job at New York Stadium has got quite a task on their hands. League 2, we can have a look at league table. That's finished Newport 2, Stockport 1. That was the last one to come in. And it's Stockport who remain top of the table on 41 points, 5 points clear of second place Wrexham, who had a thumping victory this afternoon, winning 6-0. Mansfield currently occupy the other promotion place, but only on goal difference from Crewe. And Mansfield lost this afternoon thanks to that injury time winner for Swindon's Jake Young. So it's Crewe Barrow who won that game at Colchester 4-1, Notts County and Accrington Stanley who currently occupy the playoff spots. Bottom two are still Sutton United and Forest Green on 13 and 15 points respectively, but they did both manage a draw today. In the National League, it's finished Maidenhead 1, York 1. And looking at the table, Southend United in 14th place, still after that draw at Gateshead. Pretty good point, I'd say, with Gateshead up there in the playoff spots. And Southend, once again, forced to choose from a completely threadbare squad of players. The Daggers, they had a disappointing defeat against Rochdale. Victoria Raider lost 2-1 and they are just below them in 15th. Chesterfield, they won 3-2 and against Eastleigh, and they remain top of the table of 53 points, 11 points clear of second placed Bromley. Barnet, Solihull, Moors, Gateshead, Aldershot Town and Altrincham, the other side's currently in the playoff spots. At the other end, Kidderminster Harriers, they remain bottom despite picking up a point at Oxford City, who are also in the relegation zone in 22nd. AFC Fylde, who drew 3-3 with Dorking Wanderers in the lunchtime kickoff. They're second from bottom. And the other side, excuse me, currently in the drop zone just above Ebbsfleet United. But they enjoyed a fine win this afternoon away to 10th placed Oldham, who have been in much improved form recently. But that has brought them back down to earth. Ebbsfleet going up there to Lancashire and winning 4-1 this afternoon. And we're also going to have a look at the Eastbourne North table. Witham Town, with only their second league win of the season this afternoon, they beat Felixstowe and Walton United by 3-2. Excellent result for them. Lowestoft Town, who didn't play today, remain top of the table on 31 points from 12. Felixstowe still in second despite that defeat. Basildon United, currently without a manager, they remain in third despite losing to local rivals Bowers and Pitsy. Brentwood Town, after another win against Wroxham this afternoon, they are in fourth place, and Bowers and Pitsy just below them in fifth after that win over Basildon. Just below them, but only on goal difference of Brightley Sea Region and Haybridge Swifts in sixth and seventh. Walden Tiptree at eighth. Walthamstow, who lost today, they are ninth. Redbridge, who didn't play, are in 13th. Witham Town move up a place to 16th after that win this afternoon. Grays Athletic remain second from bottom, but that's increased their points total to 8 after they beat the bottom side Stone Market. It really is looking grim for Stone Market. No wins from their opening 11 matches and only 2 draws, so just a 2 points for them at the moment. And in the Premier League, this is the last table I'm going to look at now. The full-time score has come in from the City Ground. Nottingham Forest 2, Brighton and Hove Albion 3. Don't forget, there's a late game in the Premier League. Brentford taking on Arsenal. That starts at 5:30. So after that, 1-1 draw at lunchtime. Manchester City still top on 29 points, 1 ahead of Liverpool. Arsenal in third on 27. And Tottenham in fourth on 26. Aston Villa and Newcastle sitting just behind them. And who won today quite convincingly over Chelsea. They're in fifth and sixth place. At the other end, it's looking bleak for Burnley. Only 1 win from 13 on 4 points. And they lost to West Ham this afternoon. Hammers in ninth place at the moment, by the way. Everton in 19th after that 10-point deduction. They today Manchester United tomorrow, by the way. And I can see the Goodison Park crowd really getting behind their team in that one. Sheffield United remained third from bottom on 5 points. That was a massive win for Luton Town today. They're still 17th, just above the drop zone, but that puts them 4 points clear of Sheffield United. And I need to get my breath back. Let's have some music. This is Genesis and Abacab.
Yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billerique's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue?
Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
Still lots to come between now and 6pm. I've got the latest travel coming up very soon, and then I'm going to be doing the post-match warm down. And this week we've got three songs from a chart on the 25th of November in a previous year. More about that later. Right now we're going to cross over to Brisbane Road and hear from our reporter Amelia Hooper on Leighton Orient versus Wigan Athletic. Here's her full-time summary.
It is full-time here at Brisbane Road, and the final score is Leighton Orient 1, Wigan Athletic 1. In the first half, Wigan got the first chance with a penalty in the first minute that was taken by Humphreys that was saved by Brin. Orient got the first goal in the 18th minute from a stunning strike from Shaq Ford into the top of the net. Just before half-time, Humphreys, who missed the penalty at the start of the game, equalised with a strike into the bottom half of the net. Into the second half, Orient had a huge chance in the 60th minute, but it remained 1-1 at the hour mark. There was a debut for O's man, Dan Ajay, with hope for a final push for Orient to get a second to clinch the 3 points, but the final score was 1-1.
Thanks very much indeed, Amelia. So a point for the O's this afternoon. Just before the travel, I'm just going to quickly squeeze in some racing results, because the first three races of the evening meeting at Wolverhampton have taken place. The first one was the 4:15. First was number 2, Wordplay, 7-2 favourite. Second was number 5, Green Sigma, priced at 11-2. And third was number 6, Polly the Rocket, priced at 11-1. A total of 11 ran. In the 4:45, first was number 8, He's a Gentleman, priced at 17-2. Second was number 1, Hieronymus, priced at 7-2. And third was number 5, Triggered, priced at 9-1. 8 ran. Number 3, Silveretta, was the 5-2 favourite and finished 4th. And the 5:15 even at Wolverhampton. First was number 4, Dr. Khan Jr., the 3-1 favourite. Second was number 5, Satirical, priced at 11-2. And third was number 1, Captain Cuddles, priced at 28-1. There were a total of 9 runners in that race. It's 28 minutes past 5.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Last travel update for today here on Phoenix 98 FM. And it's been pretty quiet on the roads all afternoon in Brentwood and Billericay. Nothing doing in either town, really, but still some things further afield. The M11 London Bound is still slow between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. Wickford, it was a bit busy on Golden Jubilee Way and Nevedon Road earlier, but the traffic there is moving okay now, it seems. Epping still busy though on the High Street in both directions from Stonards Hill to Station Road. Kane's Lane and Rayleigh Lane in Harlow, which were busy earlier, are now looking okay. Still some hot spots if you're in Chelmsford this afternoon. Victoria Road, there is some slow traffic. Springfield Road's got busy again. And somebody approaches, I think all of the approaches to the Army and Navy roundabout are looking pretty busy. Parkway East, Van Diemen's Road, Baddow Bypass and Baddow Road all very busy at the moment. Just a reminder that on Greater Anglia trains, due to construction work and track maintenance, there is no service all weekend between Shenfield and Witham. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree are all terminating at Witham. There are rail replacement buses in operation. Connecting train services are in operation between Billericay and Liverpool Street, serving Shenfield and Stratford. Still some severe delays on the Central Line, moving on to London Underground due to a shortage of trains. Tickets are being accepted on London buses and on the Elizabeth Line between Romford and Liverpool Street, and also on Greater Anglia. The Elizabeth Line, just to remind you, there's no service all day today between Paddington and Abbey Wood and Stratford. And still some delays on the Northern Line due to train cancellations as well. Just be aware of that if you're making your way into the capital this evening. So, we're going to go back 43 whole years now, and I've had a look at the chart, the UK singles chart from this week in November 1980, and I'm going to play three songs, all of which were in the top five.
The people from bad homes who again and again.
There we go. We went back to November 1980, this week 43 years ago. And I played three songs that were in the top five that week. First off, David Bowie from the legendary album Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. We heard Fashion. And then a song which would go on to reach number one shortly afterwards, but it was at number four that week. Stephanie Mills and Never Knew Love Like This Before. And the previous week's number one, which had gone down to number two, The Tidiest High by Blondie. That was a cover of a song written by reggae legend John Holt and originally performed by him. The number one that week was Super Trooper by ABBA, but bizarrely, that isn't in the Phoenix FM library. I was going to play it, but never mind. And number three, just in case you were wondering, was I Could Be So Good For You by Dennis Waterman when he sang the theme tune from Minder. That was not in the library either. Never mind. Okay, just to let you know what's happening after me tonight, it's Maddy Cullen with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, as always, between 6 and 8 p.m. Your regular dose of songs which don't get played enough. And Andy Furtow's along with Boogie Nights. We heard from him a little while ago, between 8 and 10. And Classic Phoenix with Steve Robertson, 2 hours of classical music between 10 and midnight. And just to let you know what's happening in the matches, it kicks off at 5:30. In the Premier League, it's currently Brentford 0, Arsenal 0. And there's been a goal in Hawthorns at the match in the Championship between West Bromwich Albion and Ipswich Town. And it's gone to the host. The Baggies have scored after 6 minutes. Daniel Furlong, the scorer for them. However, Ipswich have conceded early in a lot of matches this season. So I wouldn't write them off just yet, to be honest. Now, I can tell you, in the snooker, Mark Williams is through to the second round. He faced Zengi Fan of China in a rerun of last year's final in the first round. And Williams won by 6-4. So the Welshman is the first player to go through to the second round of this year's UK Championship. The other first-round match, which started this afternoon, is still going on at the moment. Northern Ireland's Mark Allen versus China's Junhui Ding, and it's a very close affair there. Ding is currently winning by 6-5. There's a couple more first-round matches at 9 o'clock tonight. England's Kyron Wilson versus Jamie Clark of Wales, and another Englishman, Tom Ford, taking on Nopom Siangkhan of Thailand. Both of those matches start at 9 p.m.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep be safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit sehbac.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, work or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service, the team at St Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Hello, it's Mandy Cullen here, and if like me, you love your 70s and 80s tunes but are fed up of hearing the same tracks on your radio, then you absolutely need Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers in your life. We play the songs from those decades that simply aren't played enough, and all the tracks we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me every Saturday between 6 and 8 p.m. for Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Still plenty more to cram in before I make way for Mandy. Just to let you know, tomorrow in the Premier League, Tottenham play Aston Villa, and it's Everton versus Manchester United. Scottish Premiership, Aberdeen are playing Rangers. Women's Super League, tough task for struggling West Ham United. They are away to Arsenal Women tomorrow afternoon. That's some of the fixtures there, as well as Bristol City against Manchester United Women, Chelsea Women against Leicester City Women, Liverpool Women against Brighton Hove Albion Women, Aston Villa against Everton Women, and Manchester City Women versus Tottenham Women. That's the WSL matches tomorrow. Some more men's results for you now, though. These are from the Essex Senior League this afternoon. There was a couple of games last night. Ilford drew to all with White Ensign, and April Smith made history. She stood in for White Ensign boss Aaron Bloxham and became the first ever female manager, albeit on a caretaker basis, in the Essex Senior League's history. Bear in mind, the league has been going for 52 years, since 1971. So quite a moment for her, and she saw her side pick up a 2-2 draw at Ilford. Woodford Town, who have had one of two dodgy results recently, they got back into winning ways. They beat Saffron Walden Town by 3-0. And today's matches were as follows: Buckhurst Hill 0, Sporting Bevy United 1, Coggeshall Town 1, Fremford 4, Great Wakering Rovers 4, Housedead Town 2, Little Oakley 1, Athletic Newham 3, Romford 0, Hulby Sports 1, Stanway Rovers 0, Barking 2, Tilbury 4, FC Clacton 1, and finally West Essex 0, Takeley 3. So Tilbury remain top of the table of 42 points ahead of Woodford Town on 38. Romford dropped to third after that defeat at the hands of Hulby Sports. They're on 37, as Sporting Bengal United just behind them, and also Sporting Bengal have 3 games in hand on Romford as well. West Essex are in fifth place and they are on 32 points. Got some more results to come from the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, where Stansted were in action this afternoon, and also the Thurlow Nun South and North. In the meantime, though, going to take a look at the rugby union results. Just to remind you, there's no local rugby this afternoon. The two matches that took place today in the English Premiership finished Gloucester 20, Leicester Tigers 38, and Saracens 39 at Bristol 31. There is another match which has finished in the United Rugby Championship. It finished Bulls 3, Connacht, Bulls 53 even, Connacht 27. And currently underway is Sharks versus Dragons, and Sharks are currently winning that one by 15 points to 7. And just turning our attention briefly to F1, because the final Grand Prix of 2023 takes place tomorrow, the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, after all the excitement and the hype of the Las Vegas Grand Prix last weekend. This will be the final race, and Red Bull's Max Verstappen beat Ferrari's Charles Leclerc to take his 12th pole in 22 races this year in Abu Dhabi. Verstappen was 0.139 seconds ahead of Leclerc, while McLaren's Lando Norris appeared to lose a chance for pole with an error on his final lap. A slide at turn 13. Left Norris down in fifth place behind his teammate Oscar Piastri and George Russell of Mercedes. Lewis Hamilton came 11th out of the top 10 for the second race in a row. Don't think he was too impressed when he spoke to the race engineer either. So that's the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Just getting back to football, by the way, did you notice that Harry Kane scored his 18th Bundesliga goal for Bayern Munich last night? That is phenomenal. He has actually broken a record, which has stood for well over 40 years for an Englishman scoring goals in the Bundesliga. Kevin Keegan, during his time at Hamburg in the late 1970s, managed 17 goals one season. And Tony Woodcock scored 15 for FC Cologne in the early 80s as well. But Kane, who, of course, only moved to Germany in August, not even halfway through the season yet, and he has broken that record with 18 goals. Absolutely phenomenal.
Cause I'm a love man.
Otis Redding and Love Man. Right, we're fast running out of time here, so I'm not going to have a chance to go through the Thurlow Nun and Spartan South Midlands League results in full. So if you tune in even to the non-league hour on Thursday night, I shall run through them in full then. I can tell you, though, the big game in the day, the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, Clapton Community versus Harlow Town. That was the top two at the start of play, finished goalless. Incidentally, my interview this week with Rick Prescott from Clapton Community. If you go to our website, phoenixfm.com, and click on my link for Thursday's show, you'll be able to hear it there. Had a really good chat with him. And Hutton are now top of the table, albeit on goal difference, above second place, Clapton Community, a big Parkview 6-1 this afternoon. Spartan South Midlands Premier Division, Stansted lost 3-1 against Cock Fosters. In the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, Holland remain top, even though they were held to a goalless draw by Great Yarmouth Town. And yeah, we can leave it there because I've run out of time. And I've got to make way for Mandy. So thank you very much for listening this afternoon. Thanks to our reporting team, Amelia Hooper at Leighton Orient, and also Andy Gardner down at Margate watching Billericay Town. Thank you to you both, and thank you to you for listening. I'm back on Thursday night at 7 till 8pm with the Non-League Hour. Hope you can join me then. If not, I am back on Saturday, next Saturday, 3 till 6, with another edition of Phoenix Sport. I'm going to sign off with Earth, Wind & Fire. Let's groove. Bye-bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.